For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
For your presence that I can feel and we can experience. Thank you for the privilege to be in church this Sunday morning. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We worship your Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you because you are speaking to us. Thank you because you have a word for us this morning. Thank you because our life is changing. Thank you for the theme. Thank you for your faithfulness. We ask that this morning may our life be transformed eternally. Bring your word to us that will cause our life to flourish. Speak to us that will cause us to experience you. Lord, we give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Can take your seat. Welcome to church. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm happy to have you in church. Welcome to Sunday morning service. And since it is called a service, you'll be serviced. Amen. Come on, say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's always a privilege to be able to make a decision to go to church. And then another thing, to pay the price, to pay all it takes with the weather and to be in God's presence. I want you to know that every time you're in God's presence, you don't live the way you came. The word of God will come to you, the impartation of the Spirit will come upon you, and it will make the way for your victory. And I want to congratulate you for being in church this morning. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1 verse 71. As our culture is as a church, we have a theme we look at every month. Hallelujah. And then because of the conference last weekend down to Sunday, we could not start for what we are supposed to look at this month. But this month of May is our month of peace. Hallelujah. Our month of peace. When the Lord spoke to me and said, this month is peace, I was excited. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says, Luke 1:79, to give light to them, speaking about Jesus Christ, the prophecy by Zechariah, that sit in darkness. For us to receive light to those that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. And to guide our feet into the way of peace. Hallelujah. To guide our feet into the way. There is a way that peace is. And there is a way where we can find peace. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. Hallelujah. Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Hallelujah. Our screen is not on. But the fruit of the Spirit is what?
Love.
Love, then what?
Joy.
Joy, then what?
Peace.
Long suffering, gentleness. How many of you have ever had this thing? I've had it several times in church. It doesn't matter what is happening around you. What is important to you is your joy. Once your joy is not affected, everything else can scatter. Have you had that kind of statement before? That the most important thing only is your joy. But the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is not only love and joy, but it's also what? Peace. And I want to prophesy to you that you experience the peace of God.
Amen.
You will have the joy of God and experience peace around you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Our topic this morning is an atmosphere of peace. Or atmospheres of peace. Atmosphere of peace. Where everything around you is calm. Hallelujah. Atmosphere of peace. An atmosphere of peace. An atmosphere of tranquility. An atmosphere of calmness. Hallelujah. An atmosphere of quietness. An atmosphere of harmony. Everywhere around you is calm, is tension free. You are free of perturbedness. You are calm. You are quiet. Everything and everything around you and within you is calm. Hallelujah. I want to prophesy to you that every tension around your life, anything causing pressure, anything causing concern in this atmosphere of peace, you will gain peace in the name of Jesus Christ. An atmosphere is an atmosphere free of oppression, free of unpleasant thoughts. Your mind is wandering up and down. Your emotion is calm. It's rising. Hypertension, pressure. Your heart is agitated. Hallelujah. You are oppressed in your thoughts. But the atmosphere of peace, an atmosphere where everything is free of oppression. Your thoughts are calm. Your thoughts are coordinated. You know what you are thinking. You are not thinking this thing, thinking this thing. You don't even know where your mind is. But today your mind will experience calmness. You will think one thought at a time. And your emotions will be calm. In the name of Jesus Christ. An atmosphere of peace, an atmosphere where you have harmony in personal relationships. Everybody around you, you have a quarrel with everybody. You have a quarrel with your friends, you have a quarrel with your parents, you have a quarrel with your colleagues at work, and it looks as if everybody hates you. There is something fighting your peace. There is something causing you to have trouble around your life. The fruit of the Spirit is a fruit of atmosphere where you have peace. You are at peace with your friends. You are at peace with your colleagues. Everything resisting your peace, all the relationships you have is not or are not peaceful. You have a trouble with your brothers. You have a trouble with everybody, your neighbor, you have fought with everyone. Hallelujah. I have somebody very, very close to me. Everybody in the house she has fought with. What did I say? Everybody. Moved to a new location in less than 1 month, fought with the landlord and fought with everybody. There is something wrong with that kind of a life. Where you don't have harmony, you don't have relationship with everybody. There is chaos, there is tension anywhere you are. It's as if you are cursed. But this morning, peace will come to your life. Every relationship that is as chaos in your life will get order. Somehow your mind will become restful. In the name of Jesus Christ. An atmosphere of peace, an atmosphere that is void of violence, absent of violence, where there are no quarrels, there are no fighting, there are no pressures, there are no knives in the air, there are no gunshots, hallelujah. People are not fighting, there are no violence. You are at peace, hallelujah. One of the worst things that can ever happen to you is to be in a wrong marriage. One of the worst thing. I was waking up this morning around 5 a.m. The Holy Spirit was telling me, like, you know, first lady, it's better to have a room as a single and you are alone in this rainy season and then you are feeling the cold. It is better than to have the wrong person on your bed as your wife or as your husband. Life will become hell for you. Hallelujah. Domestic violence is real. People have experienced a lot of abuses. People can no longer travel because of the violence. I've met a man that refused to travel. He said he's no longer traveling because of the kidnapping. A man came to establish a company in Nigeria, flew all his money to Nigeria to establish a company. When he came, his manager was kidnapped, first of all. And then he flew back. He said he has done. The business is over. If they can kidnap my manager that's a Nigerian, what about me? Why? Because there is violence everywhere. Hallelujah. There are killings. You can no longer walk in the night again. Somebody will harass you. But as believers, we have a covenant that everywhere we are, there should be peace. Now, there are things I want you to know before we continue is, in the Bible, there is what we call the covenant of peace. Numbers 25 verse 12. The covenant of peace. Jairus, you can enter a covenant with God and say, Lord, my life will be peaceful. Bible was speaking of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, that fought and fought for the kingdom. And the Bible says, wherefore say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of what? Peace. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 7 says the same thing. The covenant of peace. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 10 says the same thing. The covenant of peace. Ezekiel 34 verse 25 says the same thing. The covenant of peace. Ezekiel 37 verse 26 says the same thing. The covenant of peace. In Malachi chapter 2 verse 5, reiterate the same concept. There is a provision in the kingdom of God where you make a covenant with him and say, Lord, I want peace. Lord, I want my life to be trouble free, to be chaos free, to be tension free. Hallelujah. I want today to enter a covenant of peace with you. And in today's Sunday morning service, first service is an opportunity for you. Because I know we don't talk about it in second service, but it's an opportunity for you to make a covenant with God and say, Lord, I want a covenant of peace. Where there is peace in my house, there is peace at my workplace, there is peace in the office, I am not under tension, I am not under quarrels and misunderstandings. I want my life to be free of violence. I want my life to be free of tension. I want my life to be free of violence. I say, Lord Jesus, I make a covenant of peace with you. Let my life know rest. There are many people that from childbirth, your life has been full of trouble. It looks as if God doesn't like you. It looks as if your life is full of trouble. But you can enter a covenant with God today. And then it will mark an end to all the treasures and all the pressures and all the pain you have experienced in life. The covenant of peace. Where your life is good to live. Where you want to live another year. Where you want to live for 80 years. Where you are begging God to live another day. By the covenant of peace. Hallelujah. Secondly, it carries the blessing of peace. Where God will say, today I confer upon you the blessing of peace. Psalms 29 verse 11. Where you are blessed from God. And God is saying, from today you will begin to experience peace. Psalms 29 verse 11. The Bible says, the Lord will give you strength. The Lord will give strength unto his people. And the Lord will bless his people with peace. The Lord will what? Bless his people with peace. May the blessing of peace come to your life. God can cause, there are many kinds of blessing, hallelujah. There are financial blessings. There is the blessings of health. There is the blessing of long life. There is the blessing of creativity. There is the blessing of wisdom. One of the blessings, another one is the blessing of peace. God can decide to favor your life to be free of, you may not, it's not as if you may not have a problem, but it will be a peaceful storm. It will be a peaceful challenge. It will be a peaceful agitation. Hallelujah. The blessing of peace with God. And I want you to know, thirdly, is that peace goes with humility, as pride goes with tension and chaos. A life of peace is only experienced by the humble. And then a life of tension, pressure, chaos, trouble is only experienced by the pride. Psalms 37 verse 11, the Bible says, "But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." How many of you have seen people quarrel and they say, "Let's settle," they say, "Who is he? He can go places." It doesn't matter. They don't care who they are fighting with. Have you seen people like that? "Let's settle this misunderstanding. It doesn't matter to anything." They say, "Me, I can fight with everybody and nothing will happen." Hallelujah. Psalm 37 verse 11. People that are proud will never experience peace. It takes humility to have a life of peace. Because people will hate you when you are proudful. You will always have misunderstanding and quarrels with humanity. Even with God, because you will be too proud to apologize to God. You will be what? Too proud to, you say, "God, understand. I expect him to understand." Hallelujah. You will be too proud to apologize to your father or your mother. "I am a boy. I have grown up. I am an adult." Nobody in your friend will look worthy of your apology. You cannot say sorry to your friends because who is he? Who is what? He. Who is she? Who does he think he is? So proudful people always have problem. Always have trouble around their lives. But a peaceful man will say, "Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm what? Sorry." A peaceful man will just avoid the trouble. A humble man will say, "Sorry, I'm sorry." Even if they have the rights altogether, for the sake of peace, humble people will cause you to be able to live a peaceful life. A proud man will make a show of what he has and then attract enemies. But a man that is humble will even hide what he has. Is that not true? There are people, immediately they have 1 million naira in their account, you will know. You will what? You will know. Immediately they have 100,000 naira in their account, you will know. Because there is somebody in my wife's place in our school. One of the neighbors, I went to the place one day, and then they were calling him Money Miss Road. That is the name they are calling him. Money Miss Road. I said, "Why will you call him Money Miss Road?" They said that the guy was once in power in politics, and then he got a contract. And then one of the days he was coming back, he came down from his car, brought out money from the car, and was spreading money on the road. And that was when the whole community named him Money Miss Road. Like, he wasted the money. Hallelujah. Wasted the money. Because once you, there are people that have had billions and nobody in the environment knows. Hope you know that. There are millionaires that nobody know they have millions in their account. But proud people always make a show and they attract enemy. And then it takes away their peace. You will be wise. You will be humble. And you will experience the peace of God. And finally, before we continue, the word of God is the only basis of all real and authentic faith and peace. The word of God is the basis for all real peace and genuine peace. Proverbs 3 from verse 1 to 2. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3 from verse 1 to 2. The Bible says, "Pay attention to my word. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandment. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." For what? Long days, long life and peace. Hearing me preach today will bring peace to your life. You know, Psalms 119 verse 165. The word of God is the surest way to real and authentic peace. The Bible said the blessing of the Lord giveth what? Maketh rich and does what? And have no sorrow. There is another religion we call them, they call themselves the religion of peace. How many of you know the religion we are talking about? But is there peace there? Come on, is there peace? The only place where they have peace, in their area, there is no peace. And then when they go to an area where there is peace, they will call chaos. Do you know what I'm talking about? In the Middle East is the where the center of tension in the whole world. You know Middle East? Well, I call them Sudan, Iraq, Iran. That is the center of terrorism. Al-Qaeda, ISIS. Nobody is at peace. But then they are called the religion of peace. And then when they leave that place, they go to America, they fight until their laws are established. So at home they have no peace, and anywhere they go, they want to cause the same trouble. Are we together? Yes. People that serve the devil, native doctor, that is where is the beginning of trouble. Because you touch me, I fight you. I touch you, I fight you. Are we together? It's only the word of God that can give you real peace. I grew up in the north. I was born and I grew up in the north. I have never for once had a pastor preached in the north. Let's go and fight. These people are looking for our trouble. Let's go and kill. Let's go and fight. All together. Every time, in fact, one of the Sundays they will come to the church, kill people, come and disrupt your service. Calm down, calm down, calm down. Hallelujah. While on the other hand, anytime there is a religious fight, it's usually on Fridays. After they finish their worship service. So it's like they are energized in service. Wired with equipment and related into the atmosphere. Every time, yes. I'm not telling you stories from somewhere. I'm telling you my story, yes. Every time there is religious tension in my place, always on Friday. 12:01, that is when it starts. Once they are in the worship center, you can start now. It is only the word of God that can guarantee you peace. You can never go anywhere and have peace. Hallelujah. So why do you need peace? Why must you desire an atmosphere of peace? What is the necessity of a life of peace? Hallelujah. Why must my life be peaceful and free of chaos? Number one is for your health and longevity. You will live long when you have a life and an atmosphere surrounding you with peace all around. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 15 verse 15. Genesis 15:15. Hallelujah. You will live long and be in health. Yeah. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. And I'm prophesying to someone now. You will die when it is your time in peace. In the name of Jesus. Thou shalt be buried in what? A good old age. You will go to your grave in peace. Have you ever heard of hypertension? Have you ever heard of hypertension is number one killers? Number what is the number of is percentage in killer? It should be number four or number three highest cause of death rate. What causes hypertension? It's trouble, restlessness, worries, disturbance. You are just thinking about a lot of things. Your blood pressure will begin to rise. Your heart cannot bomb enough. A lot of chemicals are released to your blood and your blood begin to rise because of tension, because of pressure. Hallelujah. Everything around you is not working. You are thinking about your children, thinking about your wife, thinking about your work, thinking about everything, and your blood begin to rise. I have had somebody being prayed for in healing and deliverance service at Dunamis. At the age of 7, the young girl has high blood pressure. What did I say? 7 years old. Another one at 14. Another one at 25. Already, they are already on their way. You will not live long if your atmosphere is troublesome. You will not. If you marry the wrong wife, according to that year, the boy, your days on earth are cut. What did I say? You will never, as you are going home, how many of you have had a father before? When you hear the horn of his car, or the horn of his machine, everybody runs. How many of you have had a father like that? Who? You have somebody like that. Imagine all your life, you are like that. Your heart begins to be agitated, right? For long life, you must make sure you have the right person in your life to have peace. To have what? Peace. Your head, you know, have you ever seen somebody worrying before? After a month, the worrying. Well, because your body is under pressure. So the reason, first reason you need peace and atmosphere of peace in your life is for health and for longevity. Where you go home every day excited to be home. Not to wake up every morning with tension and pressure. I have had people that don't go on vacation when we are in school. Why? Because daddy and mommy are not at peace. They are tired of seeing their parents quarreling and fighting before their eyes. When I was an undergraduate, and they said it's better I stay in school. Because home is hell. Now imagine the parties living like that. Imagine quarreling with your husband for 30 years. You cannot live long. You cannot what? Live long. So the first condition for longevity of life is peace of mind. You have rest. You wake up in the morning, everywhere is calm. Hello, how are you? Everywhere. You go to the office, everywhere is peaceful. You enter a car of your own and then there is peace. Hallelujah. You will live long like that. Not everywhere there is violence. Hallelujah. So the first necessity of peace is for what? Your health and what? Your longevity. Number two. The reason why you need peace is perfect peace cast off fear. In Leviticus chapter 26 from verse 5 to 6. An atmosphere of peace take away fear from you. Hallelujah. Leviticus 20, it casts off fears. Leviticus 26 from verse 5 to 6. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage. And the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And ye shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land. And ye shall lie down and none shall make you afraid. And none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil peace out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. We live in a country where everybody is afraid. You go to the north, there is no peace. And the same people causing tension in the north have moved to the south and to the west. It's the same people, they're not true. People cannot travel in Anambra State. People cannot travel in Ekiti State. People cannot travel in Osun. Everywhere. People are afraid for their lives. People cannot live in the land they inherited from their parent. Hallelujah. But where there is peace is cast off fears. Judges chapter 6 verse 23. Judges 6 23. Jeremiah 30 verse 5. And then Daniel chapter 10 verse 19. Judges chapter 6 verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 9. And then Daniel chapter 10 verse 19. And the Lord said unto him, peace be unto you. Thou shalt not what? Fear not. Thou shalt not die. Hallelujah. I could remember one day. When I know the power of peace that can cast off fears. My wife grew up in an atmosphere where she was having violence and experiencing violence up and down altogether. So much that when somebody touches her at her back, she's always afraid, thinking of that she has always been like that all her life. So coming around me, and then I just touch her at the back. What is wrong? She has always been afraid. What is going to happen behind me? She's not always feeling. And then have to renew her mind after a while. And then her mind became peaceful. So that I can still touch her at the back, and then she knows she's in a safe atmosphere. There is no fear. Are we together? There is no what? Fear. Where you are sleeping in the room, and then you turn, and then you know you are safe. Your heart will be peaceful. Where you can travel by one, and you are not afraid of the journey. You are not what? Afraid. Where you can keep your phone in front of the house. How many of you, where is this country, the export card to this country? There's a country that Nigeria buy cars from. Benin Republic, right? Is it Benin? Cotonou, yes, Cotonou. I have from Cotonou, I met a student at school there. He told me that they don't steal in Cotonou. Have you heard about it before? That they don't steal. That if they catch you stealing, the law is you are dead. No case. They say you can drop your phone and come back and meet it. They don't steal. Black African country. Everybody is peaceful about their things. Hallelujah. Yes. The same thing in the Middle East also. Actually, don't steal in the Middle East. It is a culture. You don't steal. Like, you can keep something and you are safe. Your problem can never be thief. You are at peace with your possessions. You can leave your door open. I know you come back and meet it safe. But try it where you are living now. Try. Don't try and leave your phone. I made a guy say he try his clothes just to go to the backyard and come back. The clothes is no longer there. Now, how can you live in a neighborhood where you don't even have the peace to dry your clothes? To what? Dry your clothes. You are leaving your door. Everybody have a double barrel wall. Everybody. Apart from the wall you enter, you see concrete. It is concretized in the inside. You understand what I'm talking about? But because people are afraid, there is no peace. But when there is peace, it takes away fear from your life. You are not afraid of your neighbor. You are not afraid of the person in your room. You are not afraid of the person you are doing business with. Your life is free of fear because fear is a killer. Hallelujah. Number three, why you need peace? Peace with cop crime and rebellion against God and humanity. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 5, anywhere there is peace, hallelujah, there is less crime. There is less tension. How many of you ever heard of Mexico before? You have heard of Mexico. You know the country called Mexico. How many of you ever heard of Cuba? These are countries that officially there are no police. Like if you are a police, you are closing from office, you remove your uniform and put in your bag. We are the drug lords. If they arrest, to the police station, just take him back. Like officially, people walk with double barrel on the daytime. They carry their gun without shirt. That drug is legal. When I say marijuana is legalized by force, by what? Force. No law. Everybody is violent. Everybody. Everywhere there is. It look as if there is no law. I'm talking about Mexico. That is today, till date. Hallelujah. Like Babylon. Crime is on the increase. You cannot come and complain, say that you are raped. And so? Yes, you cannot come and complain. You cannot come and claim the person was killed. And so? So, where people cannot bring law and peace to the land, the rate of crime and rebellion increases. But any nation that can control and bring peace, crime must come down. Hallelujah. Where you cannot easily get a gun, where you cannot have a gun to be licensed, there are countries today that have guns licensed. Recently, last 2 years, American statistics were fighting that a 7-year-old child can carry a gun. A what? 7-year-old child. Think about a 7-year-old child carrying a gun. Your father talks to you, he wires him dead. The one soft case is guilty, but the father is dead. Is that not true? So when you have peace, it reduces crime. It reduces rebellion. Hallelujah. Where there is peace, there is development. There is progress. There is increase. In Job 22 verse 21, where there is peace, there is what? Development. There is increase. There is progress. Hallelujah. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Then what will happen? Thereby good shall come unto thee. How many of you know that when there is religious fight in Nigeria, that state where the fight is has ceased progress for that period of fight? Is it true? How many of you have read the history of the Biafran War? You have read the history, right? In that period, there was no progress, no development, and no peace. You can never have real development and progress. No, you know, in the midst of COVID-19, there was no progress. There was even construction were halted in Nigeria, right? Even construction companies were shut down. Anywhere there is no peace, you can never develop. When you are in a relationship where there is no peace, so IJ, your relationship with somebody, the guy came and said, please let's discuss the way forward. What are we going to discuss? We're not going to discuss it. What do you mean by should discuss my comfort when there's nothing? No, we are not sure my mother's evil, my mother's dead. That relationship can never move forward. Is that not true? You are with somebody where anytime, let's talk about IJ, no way forward. What are you talking about way forward? You can never experience development, increase, and progress. Just imagine we're in a church where every time we have leaders meeting, we are setting a problem. I didn't like what Pastor Min did to me. The last time he was leading prayer, he said this. I didn't like what the apostle said to me. And then we have 2 hours meeting, and then 1 hour, 30, 45 minutes, we are settling pastors that we are quarreling. Now, how many minutes do we have to plan for the progress of the church? I have been in a meeting before when I was in NCCF, NDC. We had an all-night meeting from 7 p.m. to 9 a.m. And then I remember one of the discussions for over 6 hours. Do you have an idea what I say? What did I say? We were settling 2 people. I'm not joking. Somebody will stand up and say, hey, according to this, it is like this, za, 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 za. And then the person, and then everybody there is a president, like it's a state president. So you cannot shout at somebody because he's your mate. All together? Yes, everybody is the top person. So like, this is a meeting of generals. You cannot shout. But when somebody is talking, you listen. Until when is your time to talk? For 6 hours, I'm telling you. When we finish in the morning, we did not do one thing that will move us forward. Not one. All through that night. Imagine living like that for 6 months. Your company will never produce or progress when all the workers are quarreling and fighting. Where there is no peace, there will be no development, there will be no increase, there will be no progress. If you are in a relationship where there is no peace, you can know that there will be no development. The relationship will never what? Move forward. Until there is peace, you can forget development. You can forget increase. You can forget progress. Number 5, finally, why you need peace. Peace is a booster for creativity. Peace is a booster for what? How many of you know that you think better when you are well and when you are calm? Is it true with you? Come on, is it true with you? I remember my teacher giving us one formula. He said, my chemistry teacher in secondary school said, when you are reading a subject in chemistry and you don't understand, he said, wait till 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. Go under a tree and bring a plastic chair and then by chilled mouth. What did I say? Chilled mouth. Then open the textbook. And then take a shot of mouth. And then relax. Then drink the mouth. And then you say the textbook will open. Say, then read that topic. You will understand it. You know, what he's also trying to say is, when you are at peace, your mind is at its optimum. When you are at peace, you think the best. When you are at peace, your creativity is highest. Have you ever wondered why people now make offices and put glass and put AC and then they just sit down in the office? You know why? That's why top offices are like that, right? Why? Because they want to just stare and look at it. Most of those offices are muted. What I mean by muted is they will not be hearing the sound outside. All they'll be seeing is the movement. So their mind is calm. I read about a guy, the highest paid guy in his company, and then he's paid for creative thinking. His job, his office is just a chair and a table and a paper and a pen. That is what he's paid. It doesn't work. All he does is to do the thinking. And some people are complaining, and then the boss say, your salary is paid from that guy. They are complaining that this guy is only sitting down, and then they are paying this kind of money. Say, and you that you are complaining, what you are doing, he brought it. You understand? The reason why we employed you, he's sitting there, brought it. You will think better when you are in an atmosphere of peace. You will not think well when you are in an atmosphere of quarrel and turmoil, where there is trouble, tension, pressure around you. You will not think well. Hope you know that. Yes. Fight for an atmosphere that is peaceful. Minister Okechukwu said, God came to speak to Adam in what? The cool of what? That is when Adam can understand. Everywhere is calm. Everywhere is calm. Your mind will begin to think, so how can we make this company forward? How can I do this to be, how can this be better? Your creativity will increase. But if you're in a room where you're not talking with the other person, the person just passed before you. The person just sees your back. You want to answer. You are even waiting for him to look for your trouble so they can reply back. You cannot think in that kind of atmosphere. I hope you know that. You cannot think well. You are waiting to reply. You are just waiting for the person to look for your trouble. Because there is tension everywhere. Your creativity will be hindered. An atmosphere of peace boosts creativity. If you are not creative, it's because your atmosphere is not peaceful enough. Hallelujah. How many of you know that you make wrong decisions when you are angry? And then you make right decisions when you are happy. You can promise your wife a car when you are excited, when you don't have CC in your account. Is that not true? When you are happy, you feel like giving the whole world. When I'm excited, there's no promise my wife because everything I have belongs to her already. But when I'm happy, I do the extraordinary. Eat before, normally my responsibility is to do this. When I'm happy, I want to watch the play today. I am happy. I just, out of the norm, hallelujah. So no, I want to cook. Just calm down. I'm happy. I want to what? Cook. Meanwhile, I don't like cooking at all. Hallelujah. But excitement can boost your creativity. Anytime I'm playing a game with her and I'm happy, I win. But when I'm angry, I lose. 100% of the time. What does it say? 100%. When I'm angry, I lose my tactics. My brain cannot be creative to calculate how I win. That is the way it is. That is why people that are into gambling, they always want to get the other partner angry. How many of you have gambled before? They always want to get the other, because once you are angry, your brain doesn't think well. You lose focus and concentration. But when you are peaceful, you are calm, you can see 6 steps ahead. Hallelujah. So how many of you want to be more creative? Create an atmosphere of peace around you. What are the pathways to peace? Finally, why do we go to peace? Number one, The way to have peace is what I call prophetic cover and declaration. Numbers chapter 6, put Numbers chapter 6 verse 23 down to 26. When you have a prophet, a father, a mentor, a cover around you declaring peace in your life, everything around you will come down. Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 6 from verse 23. Hallelujah. How many of you know that a car with a good engine, you see, you must always pay attention to external factors. If you drive a car with a V8 engine, you know V8, and then the tire is not good or the body is not well aligned, hope you know you don't have a good drive. Is it true? Yes, even if the engine is V8, no matter how new it is, once the body is not okay and the tire of the engine is not, of the car is not good, you will not enjoy that journey. You can have joy within you, but when your surrounding is not okay, your life will not be okay. Are we together? Speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise shall you bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, 24, the Lord bless you and keep you. No, just hold on. Hallelujah. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Now, 26. It's one of the ways that your pastor should be blessing you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and what? The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and what? Come on. The rest of you are here in church. Is it in the screen? The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and what? Give you peace. Esther chapter 10 verse 3. Esther chapter 10 verse 3. One of the ways to have peace is by prophetic cover and prophetic declarations. For Mordecai the Jew, Esther chapter 10 verse 3. For Mordecai the Jew was next unto King Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren. What does he say? Seeking the wealth of his people. And what? And what? Speaking peace to all his seed. I want to declare peace over your life right now. I speak to your life that there will be peace in the name of Jesus. The Bible says a prophet should declare peace over the people. Anywhere there is tension, chaos, and challenge around your life, I have been instructed to bless you by saying, let there be peace. I declare peace in the name of Jesus. Any relationship that is important in your life, and then there is no peace, I declare peace in your family, peace in your career, peace in the works of your hands, peace. And if your body is sick, and if there is trouble in your body, I declare the peace of God. May you wake up and breathe well. May you sleep well. May you wake up when you want to wake up. May you not wake up with a nightmare. May you wake up with peace financially. Many of you are under tension because of financial pressure. You are wondering what you will eat. You are wondering about your school fees. You are wondering about when will the next food come. You are wondering about where will I get the money to pay my bills. But I declare to you today that every financial pressure, every financial situation causing tension, causing pressure, causing chaos in your life, I declare that peace comes to your life. May you be financially blessed in the name of Jesus. I want to speak to people here that in your mind, it looks as if there's restlessness, thinking of many things the same time. You are having restlessness in your mind. You are thinking, you are disturbed. As I'm talking now, I have a witness, somebody, that is your experience. Today, the reason why you're in church this morning is for that situation to be addressed. And I speak to every mind under my voice that is restless. You are concerned about many things. As you leave this service, the atmosphere of peace will surround you. Your mind will be calm. You will think properly, correctly, and rightly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Take your seat. So, enjoy it when your pastor speaks peace over your life. Want them to declare peace, but the Bible says, in one of the ways they should bless you, is they declare peace. In Israel, the word is called what? Shalom. Is that not true? What does it say? Shalom. Shalom means peace. In Hausa or in Arabic, it's Assalamu Alaikum. Hallelujah. Peace be unto this house. When you go to a new house, say peace unto you. So when your pastor should be declaring peace, 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 you will have peace in your life. It looks as if no matter the storm, they will go up and come down. They will what? Go up and come down. Number two, way to having peace. Make leaks or make agreement of peace. Have terms and conditions of peace. Now I'll speak very well here. Hallelujah. In Numbers chapter 3 verse 3, the Bible says two cannot work together unless what? Unless they what? In 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 17. 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 17. Hallelujah. So people cannot truly live in peace unless they agree and want to live in peace. If one person wants peace and the other person doesn't want peace, there will never be peace. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles 12 verse 17, the Bible says, and David went out to meet them and answered them, and answered and said unto them, if you become peaceably unto me to help me, my heart shall be neat unto you. But if ye become to betray me to mine enemies, seeing there is no wrong in my hand or in mine hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 9 verse 15, Joshua made a leak, an agreement of peace with the people that came to him. In Job chapter 5 verse 23, the Bible says, you will be in peace having made leaks with the stones of the field. Hallelujah. Job chapter 5 verse 23. The Bible says, for thou shalt be in leak with the stones of the field, and the beast of the field shall be at what? Peace with you. Now everybody hear me. How many of you really want an atmosphere of peace? I want to teach you how to create it. When you live, now, in one of the days we'll be talking about mastering your territory. Hallelujah. It may not be on Sunday. But there are areas that are under your control, and there are areas you cannot control. Are we together? Example, this church is under our human control. We can decide the kind of song that we sing here. We can decide it is only Yoruba song we'll be singing. We can decide the chairs, we can decide the pulpit can be facing that way. Because this atmosphere, but we cannot decide for that here. Is that not true? We cannot decide for them. We can decide it's only Hausa song they are singing. We cannot go and sing. You see that this atmosphere is our territory of control. We can determine what happened here. Another one is your mind. You can determine what goes on in your mind. A bet can come, a thought can come, but you can decide whether it can stay or not, right? There are things, example, you can decide the friends that are in your life. Intentionally, you can choose the people in your life.
You can choose who you marry. You can what? Choose. That one cannot be forced. Even though some people may try to force it, but refuse it. What did I say? Now, how do you have peace when I say make agreement? You have a roommate. Or you have people in your room. Let them know your terms of peace. For instance, when you use my shoe and you come back, put it XYZ. Let it be known to the person and let the person know that you said it. When you use my phone to make a call, load it back with a recharge card. When I drop my phone, don't take it. Don't look into my pictures. Don't touch my wallet without my permission. The two of you must come to agreement and let those conditions of peace be clear. Are we together? Come on, are we together? Don't come and wake me when I'm sleeping. Even though there cannot really be peace. The two of you will keep on hurting each other for the rest of the days and they stay in that room. When you live in a roommate, with a roommate, this is the cooking roaster. I cook XYZ days, you cook XYZ days. This is the sweeping roaster. This is, how many of you know that these are the reason people have quarrels? Are these the reasons or not? This is the mopping roaster. Daddy doesn't like cleaning the room. All you need to do is, this is the way we are going to run this room. Now, the Bible says two cannot work unless they agree. If you don't make those rules, those conditions of peace, you will keep having misunderstanding. You have quarrel and then settle it. And then after 3 months, the same thing will happen. Yes. You have misunderstanding and then you will settle it. And then after 2 months, the same thing will what? Happen. I don't like you answering me when I'm talking. Hallelujah. That is one of my conditions with my wife. When I'm talking, listen. When I finish talking, you can talk. Because I don't like it. We will never have peace in that house. When, if I'm talking and she's talking back. How do you get that? So for her to want peace to reign, and then she'll always be like that. When I'm talking, just keep quiet. Even if I say to her, your name is Judith, she'll keep quiet. Or when I finish talking, say, my name is Lydia. Yes, because that is the, we cannot live in peace when because I grew up in a house where when my dad talks, my mom listens. Yes, that is the rule, because you are the boss, you are the head. So I grew my mom listen, and then after my mom can talk to him, and then it has always been like our father will make some drastic declarations in the night and say some things in the night in the evening devotion, and then in the morning he'll come and change his mind. Say, okay, yesterday I said it, but today I'm saying this. When I grew up, was when I noticed what used to happen. My father would be ranting, my mother would just keep quiet. Can you call, she keep quiet. And then when they go to the room, you see, this thing you are saying is not supposed to be. And then, in the morning, you come and say, okay, what I said, okay, we'll do it like this. But imagine when he's talking, and say, no, it will not be like this. You're not the person in this house. Well, we know that is a looter. That is what? Problem. So, let people around you know your terms of peace. Please. If not, you will never have real peace with your friends. Tell your friends, if I borrow you money, pay on the day you say you borrow. I know of relationships that have ended because of borrowed money. Relationship of destiny. Tell them, if I borrow you now, you don't pay me, I will never borrow you money. And then if the person doesn't pay back, to save that relationship, don't borrow him money. Is that not true? Yes. So let people know your terms. And then when people tell you their conditions of peace, try and keep it for peace to reign. Are we together? When somebody says, I don't like you touching my phone, try by all means not to touch their phones. What did I say? If you must touch it with their permission. When somebody says, when you use my shoe, keep it here. When you use it, by all means, keep it there. Come on, are we together? How many of you really want to? Is that not true? Personally, no matter how tired I am when I finish eating, I want the blade to be in the kitchen. So all the people that have lived around me, some people like when they finish eating, they just sleep there. Some people tell like when they finish eating, later they'll carry the plate. That's not what people eat, like do it there. But I say, please, all the people that have lived with me around me, please, when you finish eating, no matter how tired you are, just carry the plate to the kitchen. Personally, I cannot pray when the atmosphere is disorganized. I cannot. When the room, I'm telling you, anytime the room is scattered, I cannot pray. When I go to a place and I... Even to pray, like, I cannot. My mind just will be wandering. But when everywhere is arranged in order, when I pray, I look for a place that is clean and a place that is organized. So when you are around me, Meat has been to my house one day. He said that he's very, very organized, but my level of organization is too much. I'm so... I can stand up from the bed and then rearrange the bed before I come back. Because I want to enter my room and see the bed neat. Are we together? So when you're around me, I like the place to be. So you cannot come around me. I don't know how I will live with somebody that is dirty. So when you live around me, for peace to reign between the two of us, you have to learn how to be order. Is being an order a sin? Like, to be in order, is it a bad thing? Am I being over demanding? When I say, don't throw it on the bed. We have hangers and empty hangers. All you need to do is pull your clothes, hang it, button it on the hanger. Is that too much demand? Is that too much of a demand? I'm telling you what has caused many problems in relationships. Where some relationships don't have peace. When people tell you their terms of peace, keep it. When you're with somebody, say, I don't like people calling me in the night, don't call them in the night. When you're with people and they say, I prefer messages than calls, always send them messages. Learn to keep the terms of peace of others. And then that relationship can have peace. Have I helped somebody this morning? How many of you know that if you do these things, your relationship will be better? You have a lot of peace, right? So go now and discuss with people. The problem is many people assume that this person knows like this. Because you frown your face doesn't mean the person will know. I sit down with my wife because there are people I cannot control. The people I can only control is because it's my wife. Because many people, I spend 5-10 minutes with them. This service will soon finish in the next 15 minutes. Many of us, I only see yours during service. There are few of us I spend up to 30 minutes with. So you can see that I can have pressure and tension with you for 30 minutes and then it will end. But I am with my wife 24/7. The truth is, apart from, the only person I like being with is my wife. Yes, because I have peace around her. I am calm. She's somebody that, and then we have to discuss. What does she like? She likes sleeping early. She don't like being disturbed early in the night. Me, I am very energetic in the night. By 7 a.m., that's when my energy comes alive. I can walk. I don't sleep till around 1. Normally, once it's not 12, I don't sleep. Like on a normal day. Once it's not, so I am a night person. But I hate morning things like the devil. Anything that is 6 a.m., 5 a.m., 7 a.m., I hate it in my life. I don't like it at all. When we started this 7 service, it's not easy. But her, she likes early morning things. 4 a.m., she's up. What are you doing by 4 a.m.? 4 a.m., she's up. So we have to discuss. When it's 7 a.m., 8 a.m., I move to the parlor. I leave her alone. I don't look for trouble. And then when she wake up 4 a.m., I don't hear sound in the bedroom at all. Is that not true? Don't imagine if we don't keep our terms of peace. She told me that one morning she touched me. I didn't even know it was after she was telling me that the way I didn't even know. So people tell you, don't assume they know. Tell them what you like. If you don't like sharing clothes, tell your friend, I don't like sharing clothes. Is it simple? I don't like sharing clothes. Okay, I don't like this particular food. That's the way I like it. Do it like this. I like the room to be mopped. I like this. When you have a relationship, tell the person, this is the way I like you to call me back. I don't like the way I'm calling you and not calling me back. After a while you don't call me back, I'll stop calling you and that's the end of it. Many relationships are like, this person is not calling me, I'll stop calling my name, and then quarrel starts. Tell them, you're not calling me, I'm calling you, you're not calling me, this is the third time, if you don't call me, this relationship cannot work. Tell them to call you back. Tell them, I don't like the way I send you a message on your DM, and you see it, and you don't reply. I don't like it. Come on, are we together? For peace to reign, you must DM me back. I am not less busy when I send you a message. Hallelujah. Number 3 is wisdom. In 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 12, and then Proverbs 3 verse 17, Bible speaking of Solomon. Solomon was full of wisdom and was full of peace. How many of you know, all of you know that Solomon did not fight battles when he was a king, two of us. And the Lord gave Solomon wisdom and he promised him, and there was what? Peace. How many of you knew how Solomon achieved peace? Shall I tell you? Shall I tell you how Solomon got peace? He only fought one battle. Hallelujah. Didn't fight again. He married daughters of kings. How many? 300 kings. Around all of them, he married their daughter. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. And then he married 700 wives that were daughters of high-ranking people. So if the king want to come and fight Israel, he remember my daughter is there. So he will not come. This one want to come and fight Israel, my daughter is there. He will not come. Another one that Solomon did not marry his daughter, want to fight them, the person will remember that this one had the backing of 300 kings. Are you understanding me at all? He remembers this one had the backing of what? 300 kings. So he will not go for the battle. So Solomon had peace. Wisdom can save you from tension in your life. Your salary is XYZ. Your salary is 30,000 naira. What will wisdom will tell you to have peace? Go and rent a house that is how much? If your salary is 30,000 naira, how much do you have by the end of the year? 30,000 times what? 12 is how much? 120 or something like that, right? 360. That is your whole, if you get how much in a year? 360,000 naira is what you get in 1 year if your salary is 30,000 naira. And then you are living in a two-bedroom apartment that is 250 per year. Think about the clothes. Think about the feeding. Wisdom will tell you to get a house that is 80,000 naira. Right? I was listening to, yeah? Even 60. Imagine you are earning 30,000 naira and then you are saving to buy an iPhone 11. See, wisdom, that is why every time it's time to pray, Lord, do a miracle. Lord, do a miracle. You cannot sleep. Pressures everywhere. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. So wisdom will make you to make decisions that will make your life to be peaceful. It is wisdom to tell you to marry the person you love. The person you what? Not because of money. Not because of what? See, you don't hear me now. Not because of what? Alright. Yes. Marry the person that loves you. So that you have peace in your house. Wisdom will help you avoid trouble with your brothers and your siblings. You just have peace. You will do a lot of wise things that will make your life to be peaceful. Hallelujah. You will not show a lot of what you have. There is somebody, I was just thinking about it recently, that there is somebody that I know that is blessed. How to get her? And then all the while of the blessing, when you look at around the person, there is no noticeable change. No new shoe. No new clothes. If it is somebody else, immediately they have a money in their account, you will know. And then you cause unnecessary attention on you. Are we together? Come on, are we together? People, because they, by the way you dress, people will know you have money. Then after service, they will meet you, sir, please. You see, I need 20,000 naira, please, can you help me? Is that not true? Have you met people before, after they shared testimony, and then as they were going, members met them and said, please, this is my problem. Have you had stories like that before? Have you had stories like that? Yes, that people finish sharing testimony. I just had a breakthrough. And then as they are growing, a member will meet them other service. Sir, please, I heard your testimony. Can you please help me? My rent has expired. Yes. But you'll be wise. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Praise God. Praise God. This service is over. One thing that will stop you from peace is sin, transgression, and iniquity. When you live in sin, you will not have peace. For the Bible says there is no peace for the wicked man. Hallelujah. You will always be under pressure. Can you be on your feet as we close? I believe your life will experience peace. And then you create an atmosphere of peace around you. In Daniel chapter 11 verse 21, hallelujah. Daniel chapter 11 verse 21. You have to be careful with people that come around you to form as if they want peace. Daniel 11 21. You have to be very, very careful. Daniel chapter 1 verse, Daniel 11 21, hallelujah. Bible speaking, he said, and in his estate shall stand up a vile person, to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come what? He shall come what? Daniel, okay, it's not there. Daniel 11 verse 21. But he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. You have to be careful with people around you that come looking for peace. One of my teachers in Bible school was telling me that when he wanted to marry his wife, she was very, very calm. When he meet her, hello, she's very, very calm. You hear a nice voice. When you touch her, she will, when you touch her, sorry sir, thank you. When you touch her, she will say, sorry sir, hallelujah. Very, very calm. Like she cannot kill a bite. He said that the day they married, he was the one sharing the story. And I was even in the class, one of the class with the wife was there. And I just remember the story of the husband. See, the day they married, he was saying something. And then he shouted at him. He said his eyes were, he was shocked. He said, woo-hoo-hoo. He said, I don't marry. And he's a pastor in Living Faith. Yes. The local guy, as I'm talking now, he's one of the Sunday service. You know, we have many Living Faith. You don't know the one I'm talking about. Yes, in Living Faith. Now, as I'm talking now. But I even saw him this week, one of the services. And I even saw the wife. She was calm and restful. May you be wise with people that will come with the deception of peace. Meanwhile, behind those deceptions, they have what they want to achieve in your life. You will know them in the name of Jesus. I speak to everyone causing trouble, causing challenges in your life, that the peace of God will fish them out. Ezra chapter 7 verse 12. I have two blessings to declare over you. Ezra chapter 7 verse 12. Ezra 7 verse 12. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Artaxerxes, the king of kings, unto Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of the God of heaven. What does this say? Perfect peace. And at such a time, hallelujah. There is what we call perfect peace. I declare as you step into this week, as the remaining days of the years of 2021, the Bible says perfect peace at a time like this. In a situation where there is civil tension, everyone around you and what belongs to you, I declare perfect peace in the name of Jesus. You will know less chaos. In the midst of the storm, the peace of God will overshadow you. It is well with you in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare you will experience atmospheres of peace in Jesus' name. How many of you are blessed this morning? Now I want you to appreciate God and say, Father, we thank you. Thank you for speaking to me. Thank you for speaking to me. Father, we give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080- 0805-6522-6276 or 0802611-2114. Remain rapturable.